I didn't even know what a steckling was, and I read this article that a judge had ordered seed companies to plow under all stecklings. Well, that's a genetically modified sugar beet plant. Now, if my understanding is correct, over 250 acres of these plants were being produced for the 2011 sugar beet crop. How many acres would that be when transplanted into the fields? I have no idea. But statistics on the 2010 crop show that 95% of the crop was from these GM plants. Again, I think what the courts are trying to do is settle the safety of the plants and the way they're produced. It's not an attempt at all to scuttle the whole program of what farmers know as the Roundup Ready Steckling program. Well, I have a question. If they plow up all 250 acres of these plants, will there be enough plants left to plant a crop in 2011? That's Ag Review for today, Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.